Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, a partner at PricewaterhouseCoopers, and today's conversation is with Clarence Crawford, Chief Financial Officer and Chief Administrative Officer of the Patent and Trademark Office. Joining us in this discussion is another PwC partner, Steve Watson.
Clarence, we hear a lot about the coming government retirement wave and the expected impact on federal agencies. What kinds of challenges will this present to PTO, and what solutions are you considering?
I think in some ways our challenge is perhaps a little different than many other federal agencies. By comparison, our executive cadre is younger than the federal average. Many of our managers are younger than the federal average. And when you get into our workers, especially in the patent and trademark organizations, they are much younger than the federal average. We have about 70% of the PTO employees are in the FERS retirement system. And when you look at the patent and trademark examination corps, you're probably looking at 80 to 90% are in FERS. Now, what that does for us is it makes things a little different. Because these are highly skilled people and they're highly sought after in an intellectual property environment, we're far more sensitive to changes in the economy. When the economy was going very well, we compete directly for the private sector. And because these people have pension portability, I think FERS is probably one of the most effective programs ever implemented by the federal government, for it wanted to give people pension portability, wanted to reduce retirement costs, done both. We're now living with that. So we now have to, in terms of our strategies, have strategies that come close to matching salaries. We will not match the kinds of salaries that our employees can draw from the private sector. So we've implemented a number of workplace flexibilities. If we can't match the dollars, can we match the flexibilities? I think we probably have one of the most flexible workplaces in the federal government where people can take midday flex. I've often said that I want to go to the movies at midday. I've yet to do that. Hopefully at some point I will. But people can midday flex. You can start early. You can stay late. You can work on the weekends. We have attractive incentive pay packages for sustained performance, quality, and production. We're very fortunate working with the Office of Personnel Management in achieving a special pay rate for patent examiners. It's a 10% pay rate for patent examiners, which, along with perhaps a slowing economy, we've seen a dramatic reduction in our attrition. We went from double digits to around 5 or 6%. In the trademark area with the work at home, we've yet to see any of the employees who are working work at home leave. We have training programs and graduate education to help keep our skills of our employees current. I think the challenges we're looking at in the future as we try to do more mid-career hiring, the federal system is not very good for mid-career people. If you've worked for 10 or 15 years in the private sector, you come to the federal government and you get 4 hours of annual leave and 4 hours of sick leave or pay period. These people probably had 2-3 weeks of annual leave. So we want to look at how can we change the system to do that? How can we let them roll over, for example, their pension, their 401ks into the TSP system, those kinds of things, to make it more attractive, and maybe even look at using TSP down the road as a vehicle for encouraging people to stay longer. We'd allow them to make larger contributions to TSP.
What kind of advice would you give to a young person who's interested in joining PTO?
I think this is an exciting place. I think that it's exciting on a number of levels. I've had the opportunity to talk with patent examiners and trademark attorneys and have them tell me that, did you see that particular logo? I registered that trademark. Or I've had some tell me that with some of the latest innovations, let's say in medical science, that they issued that patent. The other thing that's exciting about the Patent and Trademark Office as an employee, once you're fully trained, you can issue a patent or register a trademark on your own signature. You do this on behalf of the federal government. There is no supervisory review. So you have a lot of flexibility. You have a lot of responsibility. It is at times a pretty challenging job, but it's also pretty rewarding. The environment is great. We're going to move to a new facility in a couple of years. We're going to have a nice atrium. My private sector colleagues tell me I need to have a climbing wall so people can climb the walls. Maybe this will be for someone else. But again, the flexibilities, the opportunity to see some of the new inventions and the new trademarks that are coming online, the opportunities to meet some of the inventors or the proponents of the different trademarks. And it's a good place. It's not too big. It's innovative. And we do try to have fun.
What type of skills would such a person need? It sounds from your description of many of the highly technical occupations at PTO, they would need advanced degrees in law and engineering and the like. Is that absolutely true, or are there less specialized positions?
Well, I think if you wanted to be a patent examiner, then you will need an engineering degree or a science degree. And I think that in the future, more of our work is going to be electrical and computer related. So I think having those skills make you very, very competitive. Graduate training is fine, but we also provide some of that or help you with that as well. On the trademark side, we're looking for trademark attorneys, people who have actually passed the bar. But there are a number of other great opportunities. People in my organization are generally not engineers or lawyers. These are people who may be accountants or computer scientists, program analysts. It is just a very, very good place. It is a growth place. It is growing in importance and in stature, I think, for the federal government, but I think also for the country. It's a fun place.
Pull out your crystal ball and look into the future. How do you think PTO might evolve over the next 10 years? What might it look like?
I think if you look closely today, you begin to see the initial indications of the way PTO will be. I think on the international front, all of the patent and trademark organizations around the world are having the same problem we have. Growing workload, difficulty in recruiting and retaining highly skilled employees. Right now, there's considerable redundancy. We examine a patent and we issue property rights for the U.S. If a U.S. company wants to do business overseas, then it must file again overseas. I would imagine over the next 10 years, there'll probably be more harmonization where either there's some type of reciprocity or a recognition of a intellectual property right that's granted here, for example. I think you will see an organization I don't envision a paperless organization, but I think you'll see one that is far more digital than we are today, which will give our employees considerable flexibility. I think we will always have a core complex, but I think over the future, to meet some of our recruitment needs and quality of life needs, it is not inconceivable that we would not have a good chunk of our employees working essentially any place. Right now, two career families, one leaves the area, the other one has to quit. We're now starting to look especially in a trademark organization, of the possibility of letting that spouse actually travel and remain an employee. So I think it's going to be very, very interesting. I think you're going to see an explosion continue on the electrical and the computer related. And I think you're going to see a greater recognition of the value of intellectual property as underpinning the continued health and growth of the American economy.
As you've described the type of people who do this work, they're highly educated. As you describe the type of work, it sounds very complex. I'm just sort of curious, from just a simple management kind of perspective, how challenging is it to manage these complex issues with highly educated people?
Hopefully our people won't be listening to the answer. What this requires you to do is to think and be creative, for we have extraordinarily talented and capable employees across the board, whether you look in my shop or you look in the patents or trademarks in the CIO. So what it requires and what it does is it pushes us. It pushes us to think. They challenge our conventional wisdoms about this or that. So I think it helps keep the organization alive and very vibrant. But it is intellectually challenging, for they can come up with things you just could hardly imagine.
Well, that's a good stopping point. Clarence, I'm afraid we're out of time. Steve and I want to thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much. This was a pleasure. I enjoyed it greatly.
And if anyone's interested in PTO, is there a website they can go to learn more?
Yes, you can go to uspto.gov.
Thanks a lot. This has been the Business of Government Hour, featuring a conversation with Clarence Crawford, Chief Financial Officer and Chief Administrative Officer of the Patent and Trademark Office. Be sure and visit us on the web at endowment.pwcglobal.com. There you can learn more about our programs and research, and you can also get a transcript of today's conversation. Again, that's endowment.pwcglobal.com. This is Paul Lawrence. See you next week.